It is a Friday afternoon, very comfortable. You're hearing the forecast that we've got some rain coming through here tomorrow, but it looks like it's going to be short-lived. It's going to move right on through here. In fact, it's going to go on its way to Tampa Bay and may affect the Saints' Tampa Bay Bucks game on Sunday. We're going to start to introduce that into the conversation. This is a really big game for the Saints because, you know, teams that lose momentum and don't get it back are not championship teams. Teams that have a challenge, a speed bump, the loss to the Cowboys. Teams that have that happen to them. If you're a championship team, you come back, whether it's raining or not. So let's see what happens Sunday afternoon. I think this is a big game for the Saints. I like what Drew Brees and the players are saying. If you're just tuning in, of course, this is Free for All Friday, which means we'll talk about just about anything. I went to the Elton John concert last night. I told you during the show yesterday I didn't have a ticket, but at the last minute I ended up getting a ticket. Glad I was there. I did a Facebook video review of the Elton John concert and asked an interesting question at the end, and that conversation is going on live on Facebook right now on WWL Radio. Also, we've been talking about the idea of experiencing somebody else's culture during the holidays. And I had a chance to go into the kitchen with Chef Shaya at his restaurant, Saba. And he was showing us how Jewish people prepare latkes. And it was just, it was great being there. And he's so passionate about his faith and the process of making this Jewish tradition. I did a video on that, which is also on our website, WWL.com. And I think it's posted now on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. So you can see it there as well. But it's a great visit with the chef. In fact, coming up in just a few minutes, this half hour, we'll play a part of that interview for you. But it was great to go into the kitchen with this chef talking about this great Jewish tradition. And it made me realize how American it is to accept different cultures. I got a text here that says, this is about the caller we had that the guy tried to punk me, saying that when Elton John started talking about AIDS last night, that they were an anti-gay and LGBTQ community group that was throwing hot dogs at gay people. It says, dude, do you really think people would be throwing hot dogs? Don't you realize how expensive they are in the arena? Well, that's true. I mean, you wouldn't want to throw that, right? Because it is too expensive. From the West Bank, Jordan, you're on WWL.
How you doing today, Scoot?
I am good, Jordan.
It's good to hear. I was Semper Fi, by the way. I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years.
Thank you for what you did for our country.
Thank you, sir. So today I just wanted to call, and I know that, you know, Sewage and Water Board has, you know, kind of been under a lot of scrutiny, and,
yeah,
you know, they're not quite in the positive light that, you know, maybe a public services company like that should be in. But I just wanted to kind of voice, you know, kind of my grievances in dealing with them.
Okay. I know you're not alone when you do this.
Yeah. From hearing some of the previous conversations on your program, it sounds like I'm in plenty of company.
Yeah.
4/23/2018, I received a bill from the Sewage and Water Board. They had claimed that I had used 102,200 gallons of water. It's quite a bit of water. I actually, you know, did some math on it. It's enough to fill up 1.5 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Gosh, what the heck are you doing over there?
Well, and see, that's kind of what I was wondering, you know.
In other words, you're not, right?
In my facility, I have one toilet and two sinks. So we don't consume mass amounts of water any more than, you know, it may be an individual, and not even the rate at which an individual in a house would consume. Our average monthly consumptions prior to this bill was roughly around 2,000 gallons of water. So I'd received this bill. The bill was in the sum of $642.28.
And what is your average bill prior to that?
So the average bill prior to that, let's see here.
What is going to be
$9.88. My highest, well, yeah, it was around $9 or $10, and that's prior to, obviously, you know, trash, being added into there.
That's so all of a sudden there was this big jump in your bill.
Yes, sir. And so that was, it was a raise for concern for me, and especially being a small business owner, as to where, you're trying your best to kind of standardize or forecast, costs. And then, you get smacked with a bill like this. It's hard. So, obviously my first step was to call the Sewage and Water Board and ask them, hey, obviously, someone made a mistake here. There's an issue. We've got a problem. What are the steps that I need to do in order to correct this? Or what do I need to do in order to, figure out what exactly has gone on here? Well, first off, they had notified me that I am responsible to pay that bill regardless, which was kind of saddening, that there's not some kind of administrative hold or, something that they could do. They just basically notified me, look, if you don't pay the bill, we're going to turn your water off. I mean, that's, for non-payment, and that's pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah, this is, look, Jordan, this is a very common problem, and apparently the Sewage and Water Board is so understaffed that, and it's their own fault, so understaffed that they had sent people out to just estimate what they thought your water bill should be. And some of it seemed to be very, very random. And it's appalling. And it's appalling that we learned as much as we learned under the Landrieu administration as how incompetent it was and how this was the hub for political paybacks for favors to people who are totally incompetent at what they do. And then recently we heard about two managers that bailed when there was a problem. And so that led to a shutdown of the system, which caused me and a lot of people in New Orleans, well, everybody on the East Bank of New Orleans, to have to boil their water before they used it.
Yeah, and I heard about that. But even moving forward, so I went through the process of, disputing the bill. So part of that process is, filing or requesting a review by the Sewage and Water Board to review the bill or the usage.
All right, so what happened?
And it's done by a third-party company, so they have essentially no involvement in it. And the other question that I did ask, because I thought that, potentially someone had just made an estimate on my meter and that estimate maybe was incorrect, but they assured me that those were actual meter readings taken by an individual.
Well, of course they're going to tell you that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So my subsequent bills come in. The next month it showed that I had generated water. The month after that it showed I had generated water. The month after that it had showed that I had consumed water at a normal rate. And then subsequent months, it had showed that I had generated water once again, which just kind of left me back.
Yeah, well, this is going to have to, at some point, come to an end. And I think there's a lot of pressure on Mayor Cantrell to do something about this, because, again, this has just been a catch-all for incompetence. It is such a microcosm of the tolerance for mediocrity that we have in city government, and really in many ways throughout New Orleans. It's a trait. It's baked into our DNA. I hope things work out for you, Jordan. I have to leave it there, but I'm glad you expressed your opinion. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It's Friday. Try not to be too serious here. But as we continue with our Friday weekend review, this week we talked about the classic story, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And there seem to be some people who are saying that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is sexist and homophobic, and that Santa is a bigot. I mean, are we reading too much into stuff? I mean, can't we accept that something was done a long time ago, written in the context of the political and social norms of the time? And so if it was written today, it would be different, but we accept it because, okay, well, it's a cute story. It was written back then. I mean, don't read too much into it. And then there are some radio stations around the country that are banning the classic song Baby, It's Cold Outside, claiming it's a date rape song. We'll explain that when we come back. People are saying this is a date rape song because it's cold outside. And this guy is trying to convince this girl to stay over. And I think the song was written in 1944. So, back then, I guess it was a big deal. But, I mean, my God, should we be reading that into this? You know, it's Free for All Friday, so we review some of the interesting topics we talked this week, and I talked about this week, and I thought this was really interesting because there are things from our past that are in reruns or replayed, redone today. And because it was in our past, we accept it as not being a statement about today. And again, I mentioned things like the Andy Griffith Show. There are times this show's on in reruns all the time. There are times that Andy Griffith lights up. Yeah, not a pipe. He lights up he lights up a cigarette. I mean, sometimes Andy smokes. But people don't smoke on television today. So should we not air that? Or don't we consider that was done a long time ago, that was acceptable then, even if it's on a subconscious level, we think that. And so we don't judge it as something that is so pertinent today. So I think this reassessing everything based on today's standards, I think, is a bit ridiculous. From New Orleans East, Linda. Hey, Linda, you're on WWL.
Isn't that beautiful? Same to you.
All right. Hey, Linda.
Hello.
Hey, Linda, you're on WWL.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's
Thank
okay.
I went to see Aaron Neville last night.
How was it?
It was beautiful. It was awesome.
I bet.
We stayed on a long time. I don't know how long. We stayed on a long time, longer than the people of today, the younger groups. And he, what did he do? Oh, at the end, he was saying, you know, you could tell that the people wanted him to do a little bit more. And in the end, he did Ave Maria.
Wow. Yeah, he does that. He does that so beautifully.
Yes.
He really does. Yes. Well, Linda, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you.
All right. Have a happy holiday. And Aaron Neville will be back at Beau Rivage in Biloxi for his Christmas show tonight. Tonight is a 21-plus event. And then he'll be at the LeBears Casino on December the 15th. All right, we're going to talk more about Elton John a little bit later. The concert was great last night, and so more on that coming up. But I want to share with you part of the audio from the video that I did with Chef Shea. And this is about going into the kitchen and experiencing the preparation of latkes, which is a Jewish tradition. It's made of shredded potatoes and other things. But, you know, we were getting kind of toward the end of the conversation, and I said, well, you know, I guess we kind of get ripped off as Christians because, I mean, Christmas, we only get one day, and, you know, Hanukkah goes on for 8 days. Here's part of that video.
I didn't realize how ripped off we were because we have, like, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Boom, it's over.
Yeah, and we get 8 days of this. We get 8 days of this, so we're very, very fortunate in that matter.
Okay, now look, I'm going to follow the lead here because I don't know what I'm doing here.
You take the latke, you open it up, you see that steam coming out of there. And what topping would you like to start with? You want sweet, you want savory, you want...
Well, I'm going to try both. I'm going to try both, so let's start with savory.
Savory. So let's do a little of this labneh here with the smoked salmon caviar. All right, go for it. I have napkins waiting for you here. Mm. Isn't that incredible?
I also love the chill of the yogurt with the
right.
The hot crispy.
Exactly. And then typically latkes are served with either sour cream or applesauce. That's kind of like the traditional, when you go to most people's houses, they'll have these beautiful latkes, and you'll have a little jar of sour cream and a little jar of applesauce, and you can kind of mix and match. But the labneh here kind of acts as the sour cream, and then this beautiful applesauce that she made. So you'll see how you can go from sweet, from savory to sweet on the same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the cranberry sauce on the turkey, you know?
Exactly.
It's that mixing that savory and that sweet together really works out.
This makes me think about conversion.
Yeah.
I should convert.
You should, yeah. We can handle that here at the restaurant for you. We have a whole department.
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about something that it's already happened to me. I mean, I already am circumcised, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal to convert, I guess. But anyway, I mean, it was really a great conversation. I just enjoyed being part of this Jewish tradition during Hanukkah. And whether you're a Gentile, Jew, Muslim, it's interesting to watch somebody else do something that they're so passionate about concerning their culture. So I direct you to our website, WWL.com, also our Facebook page, WWL Radio, and you'll see the full video posted there. From New Orleans, Jim, I got time for a fast comment before news.
Hi. In that case, I just would like to take this opportunity and wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And everything like that. And I want to say, when you do that, everyone's working for the weekend. Scoot, you can still hit the post.
You know, I guess that's a talent that, you know, once you develop that talent, it's always there.
Oh, sure. Sure. Like,
well, you know, I do. I mean, I treat this talk show sometimes like it's a rock show. You know, I mean, I treat it like it's a music show.
Sure.
And Jim, I'm going to have to leave it there because I've got news coming up. But thank you very much for that. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment about any of the stuff we're talking about, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. Do you think this is a really big game between the Saints and the Bucks? I do. All right, so the controversy is this song, Baby It's Cold Outside, is it a date rape song? Well, I want you to listen to the very end of this and how this guy's trying to get this girl to spend the night. I mean, listen to this. He's really working on her.
Well, maybe just one little kiss more.
Never such a blessing.
Oh, I've got to go home.
You'll freeze to the bone out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing
to me?
There's
bound to be talk tomorrow.
Making my life
nice. You know, I think this controversy over this song is absolutely absurd. We cannot judge things done in the past based on our standards today. I mean, there are too many songs we'd just have to wipe out. I mean, think about songs like You're 16, You're Beautiful, You're Mine by Ringo Starr. As I've said, I think he was 35 when he did that song. And then there's, you know, Dr. Hook, Only 16. And there are songs that just nearly, you know, okay, what about this? Maurice Chevalier, Thank Heaven for Little Girls. I mean, my God, you know, if I would have played that yesterday while we were talking about that trash bag in West Palm Beach, Florida, Jeffrey Epstein, people would have gone crazy because I would have applied it to today. But the song itself is not a bad song. Here's a text that says, in 2011, 25 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey was sold. In 2018, Baby It's Cold Outside is offensive. Here's another text that says, we don't air Archie Bunker. Yes, we do. Archie Bunker's there. All in the Family still airs in reruns. For Mattery, David, you're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, Scoop?
Hey, David.
Well, I know you say about the person that needs to stop performing, correct? And the person that needs to stop performing is Wayne Newton, okay?
I don't know, man. I've never seen Wayne Newton. Yeah.
But, Scoop, I almost got it mixed up. I thought you said the radio host that need to stop performing. That's what I thought you had said at first.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear right.
And it's good. Yeah, all right. I'm going to leave it like that. All right then, buddy.
Okay, well, I think he's implying that I should not tour anymore or that I should not be in the... You know what? I've gotten that my entire career. You think I worry about stuff like that? I mean, it actually is... It's kind of funny. Okay, so this game against the Tampa Bay Bucks Sunday. Okay, so it might rain. Do you think that's going to have anything to do with the possibility of the Saints making a comeback? And are you totally convinced the Saints are going to resurrect that team that we saw on that Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys and handle the Tampa Bay Bucks in Tampa Bay Sunday? They've got a lot to play for. They can clinch the division. A lot of people might think that the rain is going to be an equalizing force between one team, the Saints, that are far superior to the Tampa Bay Bucks. And sometimes that does happen. So you think the rain's going to have an impact on that? And are you certain the Saints are going to come back against the Tampa Bay Bucks? Because if they don't, that would be a real... Look, it's not over, but my God, that would not be a good sign. Because at that point, you know, so much of this is about the emotion. It's about the emotional confidence that teams have. And we talk a lot about that on the show. And so... The Saints would lose, I think they would lose a lot of confidence if they lost to Tampa Bay. I don't think that's going to happen. From Ocean Springs, Sean, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I just wanted to comment about the lyrics and about these it's some crazy people coming out with some complaints.
I know.
You know that they want to outlaw Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah, I just talked about that a few minutes ago.
You did? You did? Well, I didn't hear that. But anyway, what about all these other lyrics that are explicit that come blaring from people's radios, in particular rap music?
Yeah.
They have no problem with the language there?
Well, I don't, you know, this is not just the criticism of, like, Baby It's Cold Outside is not just based on race. I think this is more gender sensitive. People who are just extremely sensitive to gender issues, and we should all be sensitive to gender issues. But I just don't buy the idea that Baby It's Cold Outside is a date rape song.
Yeah, I don't either, and I just think it's their imaginations. I think what it comes down to is somebody wants something to complain about.
Well, you're right about that, Sean.
And the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm really proud of the fact that we're playing it on our show. But some radio stations around the country have actually banned it. All right, if you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. So I did get a ticket to Elton John last night. Great concert. We'll talk more about this in the next hour. And there was a moment when he was alone on the stage. The band was gone, and he performed this song. This is the first hit I remember from Elton John. In fact, that's how long I've been in radio. I mean, I wasn't on the air yet, but I remember when this song, I was in radio, but I remember when this song was a first-time hit, one of my favorites to this day. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. We both could live. And we thought about The Measure of a Man in the passing of George H.W. Bush this week. He was buried yesterday at the library in College Station next to his two-year-old daughter that they lost to, I believe, leukemia at a very early age, and his wife, Barbara. They're buried in the same place, and so George joins them there. An outstanding man, and no president is perfect, and ugly things happen when people are president, but when you think about the integrity and the dignity that he stood for. It's quite a contrast with modern day politics. Here is our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Do you think the rain will make it more difficult for the Saints to beat the Bucks on Sunday? 67% say no. 33% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. Scoot, I'm Jewish, and I would love to bake you a blumpkin pie. I don't even know what that is, but I don't know. I mean, it sounds pretty good. From Metairie, Preston, you're on WWL.
Yeah, hey, Scoot, thanks for having me on. I got a couple of songs for you.
Okay, songs that we shouldn't be playing today based on today's standards.
Correct. Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb.
Good one.
And also an old Dave Bartholomew song called Meet Me With Your Black Drawers On.
That's just horrible. I mean, how terrible is that? And yet, I'm sure stations are still playing it.
Oh, the first time I heard it was, it's been 20 years ago, back on OZ on Mardi Gras Day.
Wow.
A fellow that called himself Coffee Pot Daddy was playing all this old New Orleans R&B, and he played it on the air on OZ on Mardi Gras Day one day.
Hey, what? I just thought of one. ZZ Top, Tush. I'm just going downtown looking for some Tush. The guy's looking for booty.
There you go, man. And that just makes Rudolph and Baby It's Cold look really meager compared
to
those.
Preston, happy holidays. Have a great weekend. Here's a text that says, as a group, we are doing worse than evaluating past art by today's standards. We are imposing and projecting what we currently interpret and mean and put that meaning on things that may not have meant or intended anything like today's interpretation. That's it. That's exactly it. I mean, that's it. Why? Okay, think about this. Why is Leave It to Beaver, a wholesome comedy from the past, why is Leave It to Beaver still on television? Almost every episode, there's a reference to a father beating a kid. I mean, like, Little Beaver would tell his friend Whitey. You know, we talked about this. Yeah, there were no blacks on Leave It to Beaver, but they had a kid named Whitey. You know, Beaver would say, hey, Whitey or Gilbert, can you guys stay over? Because if I tell my dad this and you're there, my dad won't hit me as hard. I mean, it was always like getting beaten by your dad. So do we take that off or do we go, ah, that was just stupid stuff back then? I think it was just stupid stuff back then, and we don't eliminate it now. Here is a text that says, Scoot, have you been to the Vintage Rock Club yet? Loved it. Went last night after Elton's concert. No, where is the Vintage Rock Club? I mean, it sounds like it would be fun. So, I don't know. Send me a text or call me and tell me where the Vintage Rock Club is. Sounds like a place I would like. I went to 80s night after the concert. Did my usual Thursday evening routine. I mean, I really do. You know, I really, sometimes I pinch myself because I really do have a great life. I mean, I go to concerts. I live downtown. I'm close to the quarter. I'm very blessed. And it doesn't mean that you would want to lead the life I lead. I mean, I've got my issues. I've got my demons that I battle with, and I've got problems that I deal with. But, you know, I really am very, very blessed. And today is a very blessed day for me. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments. Somebody wanted to know in a text if Elton John played the Donald Trump song, I'm Still Standing. Yeah, he did. He did play the Donald Trump song. And then here's a text that says, Trump is going down. He's an embarrassment to our country and the world. Hey, come on. It's Friday. We're not talking about that today. We'll be back on WWL. All right, this week we also talked about this this teacher at a Catholic school in Pennsylvania. She was fired because she got pregnant and she's not married. So theoretically, if she would have gotten an abortion, she'd still have a job. I mean, think of the irony there. It's crazy, right? From Mandeville, Chris, you're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on? It's good.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, dude. I want to make I like to make several comments on the Saints.
Go ahead.
Hey, Scoot, let me start off by saying this, Scoot. You say what anybody else says about that.
Wait. I can't. You kind of got. Hey,
guy.
Chris, calm down. Yeah. You kind of got muffled there. We couldn't hear
okay,
what you said.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, dude, I think you're a real fantastic radio talk show host.
I appreciate it.
You're awesome. You tell like it is.
Thanks. What were you saying about the Saints?
Oh, look, dude, check it out. Hey, I think the Saints are going to regain their momentum, and I think they're going to – they. I seem like they want to – they are going to be hungry. Remember in Rocky III, you know how Rocky lost his edge and he regained his consciousness and he beat Clubber in the third, in the final match?
Vaguely.
I think the Saints will beat Tampa, and it's a lot what's at stake for the Saints. And I think we're going to come home at 11-2, dude.
Man, 11-2, guys. I hope so. Chris, I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend. And, you know, I may just be at the airport when the Saints arrive Sunday, because I've been doing that recently. Being there with the fans when the Saints arrive is quite an experience. Here's a text that says, the Saints, had everything to play for in Dallas, plus they were on primetime television. Another text says, they peaked too soon. I don't know, but we'll find out Sunday. And it's interesting how so much can be placed on one game. But based on the psychological, emotional aspect of football, I honestly believe that this is a really big test for the Saints. A test as to whether or not they peaked too soon. From New Orleans, Bobby, you're on WWL. Got time for a quick comment, Bobby.
Hey, Scoot, happy anniversary of your birthday. You and my mom have something in common.
Oh,
you both have birthdays on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
As far as the Saints, I think the last game you have to give a lot of credit to the Dallas defense. They really, it was one game where our offensive line didn't have the best night. I think it'll be a low-scoring game because of the weather elements. And I think for the Saints' perspective, from the outlook, protect the football, stay away from the turnovers, win the turnover ratio. Yeah. I think they win by maybe 7 or less points. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. But as long as we get the W, that's the important thing.
Boy, that's the truth. And, you know, the Saints would love to get revenge against Tampa Bay since they beat the Saints at home in the opening game, and the Saints just looked terrible, terrible in the game.
Score early in the game, take the crowd out of the game.
That's exactly right, Bobby. Have a great weekend. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It's Friday. We are acting like it. It is Free for All Friday, so we're talking about a lot of the stuff that happened during the week. And also, we're talking about the idea of accepting different cultures during the holidays and enjoying the traditions of other cultures, which I think is a really, really great thing. All right, so hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more of your comments and more to talk about on WWL.